This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is presented the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's kingdom. Jesus is the King of that kingdom, and in association with the Church of God, I am the pastor of that church, and encourage you to write to me about this program, about the Kingdom of God, and The Voice of Tomorrow, this program, and write to me at Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, Box 420, Litchfield, Minnesota, 55355. We've been discussing the beginnings of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Because one of the things that Paul mentions is that he preached to them the gospel that he had received from Jesus. We spent some time discussing what that gospel is, because the Bible clearly shows here that the gospel that was preached by Jesus, the gospel that was preached by the early apostles, by Peter and Philip, and we looked at Acts chapter 8 and verse 12, also from preached by the apostle Paul, the gospel was the message of God's coming kingdom. And that Jesus showed to the people through his deeds that he was the king of that kingdom, and the people needed to prepare. They needed to change their lives. They needed to repent. Jesus' message was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's a message John preached, a message that Jesus preached, and the early apostles preached it. And we looked at a passage last week, and I'd like to refer you back to that. Would get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil to write down the passages so that you can re-examine them later. The one I'm looking at is from the book of Acts in chapter 8. And this is when Philip, another one of the early apostles, was preaching. The people in the book of Acts chapter 8 heard Philip preaching. And when they believed Philip, verse 12, when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they were being baptized, men and women alike. This was his message, and when they heard that, the people made a conscious decision. The result of hearing Philip preach the good news about the kingdom of God, when they heard Philip preaching the good news about Jesus Christ, the result was a conscious decision to be baptized. Baptism is something that was demonstrated by Jesus by example when he went down into the water and was baptized by John the Baptist. Then the apostles also did baptizing. One of the things that Jesus told Nicodemus in the Gospel of John in chapter 3, he had a discourse with a man, one of the Jews. He was telling him in John chapter 3, it was Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee, he was a ruler of the Jews. He would have been considered by some one of Jesus' enemies because he was a Pharisee. But the Pharisees as a group disagreed with Jesus. There were a few, and Nicodemus was one of those individuals, one of those few that saw him for who he was. This man, Nicodemus, was a Pharisee, and he came to Jesus by night, and he said, Rabbi, we know that you've come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. He acknowledged that Jesus was very unique, and the things that he was doing could not be done unless God was with him. Now, Nicodemus says this because some of his constituents were saying that Jesus was of the devil, and the things that he was doing were demon-possessed. And Nicodemus privately comes to Jesus by night and says, we know you're a teacher. We know you're from God. No one can do these signs unless God is with him. And the discourse that he has in this third chapter, Jesus tells Nicodemus that he needs to be born again And if he's not born again, he said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's important that a person be born again, or he will not see the kingdom of God. And it was a concern by Nicodemus. He said in verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? And Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so one of the things that is being born of water is baptism. And baptism means, if you go back and look into the early church, the practices of the early church, and the meaning of this word baptism, it is a word that means to immerse and to submerge. That's what the baptism itself is, a Greek word that you have to investigate to see what does this Greek word mean, and it means to submerge. And Jesus told Nicodemus that he needed to be baptized. And in the early church, the disciples also were saying that it was important, and they were baptizing. When the people here in the book of Acts chapter 8 heard Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God, they heard Philip preaching the good news about Jesus Christ, the result was the people were immersed into Jesus Christ. They were baptized in water. It was a decision they personally made after believing. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, I've preached this message which you have received, in which you stand, verse 2, by which you are saved, if you hold fast to the word that I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. Now, this vain teaching, there were some that did not believe that the resurrection was actually going to take place, and that's why Paul writes this particular passage, this particular discourse that we're looking at here in chapter 15. Verse 3 says, Paul said, I delivered to you of first importance what I received from that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul received this, and we studied a couple weeks ago the fact that Paul received a message by revelation from Jesus Christ. And take note of that in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. Paul said, I did not receive it of men, but I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. This message that he was preaching was revealed to him specifically by Jesus in a revelation. And he had the Hebrew Scriptures. And he said, this message I received, that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. This is important because the message that Paul preached came from the Old Testament, came from the Hebrew Bible. That's what the Old Testament is. That is all the Scriptures that they had in those days. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John may have been starting to be writing, but what Paul had to work with was the Old Testament. And those were the Scriptures that Jesus used. This gospel that Paul preached involved Jesus being the Son of God, being the King of a coming kingdom. And it involved a literal political kingdom for the future. The basis for the kingdom of God, as Paul was revealing it to these people, and resurrection was going to be the answer to bring these people into the kingdom, was Peter's confession, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The gospel of the kingdom was based on the foundation that Jesus is the Son of God. Write down, if you will, and go back and examine this afternoon, the passage from Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 18. And in that passage, Peter makes a statement when Jesus asks, Who do people say that I am? He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told Peter that he had received that also as a revelation from his father. Man did not reveal that. Seeing Jesus and seeing the deeds, Peter was convinced who Jesus was, that he was the Son of God. And on that foundation, the church would be built. This foundation and the gospel being the kingdom of God that is to come, Jesus taught that he was the kingdom, the king of this future kingdom. When he was on trial in John chapter 18 and verse 36, Pilate asked him if he was a king, and Jesus' answer was his kingdom was not of this world, otherwise his servants would fight. He did not deny that he was a king, but his kingdom was not a threat to Pilate. It wasn't for this present evil age. It was for the future, a day future even to ours. It is a day that is coming. And the kingdom of God is future. The kingdom of God is literal. Jesus is literal. He is real. He is coming again. The disciples saw him ascend from heaven, as from the earth to the throne of God in heaven. Two angels stood by the apostles, and we record that in Acts chapter 1, that they said, "The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven." Jesus is coming again. The Bible clearly states this in a very literal and factual manner. And I hope that you see this and write these down and go back. It's an exciting concept. It's an exciting thing because you don't hear an awful lot of that preached today. And it's a message that was near and dear on the heart and lips of Jesus. So may God bless you as you continue your study. We'll pick it up here next week. May God bless and tune in again for another message on the Voice of Tomorrow.